Rave Radio. Hello, everybody. This is Gary Kay. You're listening to my Daily Rants of Rays. Daily Rants of Rays is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which, of course, is sponsored by Ingram Micro. You can check out Ingram Micro at ingrammicro.com. And we're coming to you live, day one of the Digital Signage Expo here in Las Vegas, the 12th year of the Digital Signage Expo. And I'm standing right now in the Planar booth, and you're going to want to go to our DSE microsite at ravepubs.com/DSE2015 for 2015, because Planar's launched some new products here, two very interesting, very creative products. One of my favorite products on the show floor is the, I don't know what officially they're calling it, we'll talk about that in a minute, but the see-through LCD, transparent OLED product is amazing. It's the best looking transparent display I've ever seen, and I've seen a lot of them. In fact, I just saw the new stuff at ISC last month in Amsterdam. But I'm joined here by Steve Seminario. Steve is the Director of Product Marketing, Senior Director of Product Marketing for Planar. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you happy with the show so far?
Fabulous. Yeah, it's been a great reception, and we're really excited to make the announcements here.
Well, one of the two products that you're launching, in addition to the transparent OLED that I'm excited about, is the Planar Direct Light LED video wall system, which I'm sitting here looking at right now, and it looks stunning. Congratulations on a great looking product.
Thanks very much. Yeah, we're really excited to launch it.
Well, look, you walk around a show floor like this, walk around an ISC show, and you see a lot of companies with LED products. So you kind of look at it and you think, they're all the same, but they're really not the same. Number one, the form factor you have here is available in four different pixel pitches, and it's basically drop-in replacement. So you can specify the size of the wall you want, the application you want, and then you get a choice between four different pixel pitches. That's one of the first differentiations, right?
That's right, absolutely. So first of all, Direct Light is really aimed at indoor fixed installation applications. A range of indoor applications, really, from high ambient light environments like lobbies, retail, convention center, anything like that, to really low ambient environments as well, like decision rooms or control rooms. And we really maintain the image quality at all those different levels of brightness. The product line itself, as you're saying, there's actually four pitches. So it's 3.1, 2.5, 1.9, and then 1.6, which is what we're showing in the big wall here. And so you have a variety of different resolutions and pixel pitches with exactly the same architecture.
Right, which means that once you specify how it's going to, the size it's going to be in your application, you then, the next choice you make is, what kind of resolution do I need for the kind of content I'm going to be displaying, and of course, how much can I afford?
It always ends up being the big decision is really pitch, and depending on your content, your application, your viewing distance, and like you said, your budget, you're going to make a different choice. And what's nice is you can really design the video wall, really architect it, have everything set, and then decide on one of the four pitches and go. And it's the same to the integrator, regardless of the pitch.
So even though we're not showing them this right now, they can actually go on your website right now, planar.com, and actually find the Direct Light product, so you can be following along as we're talking about this product. But another differentiator is, unlike any other LED system out there, you're packaging the mounting system custom built specifically for the Direct Light system, which means that less space, and you don't have to worry about specifying who's going to mount it, how you're going to mount it, because you've got some advantages to having a native, I guess I'd call it, a mounting system designed by Planar.
Exactly. That's one of the big differences is, you know, you buy the display, you've bought the mount. That comes with it. And it allows you, you can, of course, mount to really any mounting structure, but it's really designed to go directly on a flat wall. And it has a number of adjustment features, six axes of adjustment, so that you can have a perfectly flat wall of really any size that's been mounted to a wall. And what's kind of unique about that is, as you said, the end result is very, very thin in depth. It's actually less than 4 inches mounted to the wall, all front accessible, both on the installation and the service side, not just for the LED modules, but for all the components in the wall. So kind of a unique structure.
Now, obviously, there are a lot of third-party companies out there that are in the business of mounting stuff, but the advantage of this is that it's been purpose-built specifically for your display technology, so therefore it is specifically going to work and take up the least amount of space, and since it's specifically designed for your product, you can make it front accessible very simply.
Exactly, and there's definitely a place for these mounting structures. For instance, in a number of control rooms, customers are interested in concave walls, and we've thought about that. We can absolutely support concave installations, but that's one example where you would want a mounting structure that's very expertly designed with exactly the arc that you're trying to get to, and we would mount to that in that case.
And there's some other advantages as well. I mean, you before we talked on air, you talked about sort of four sort of differentiations that you have over the other LED systems out there. Why don't you talk about some of those as well, in addition to the fact that you're including a mounting system?
Yeah, absolutely. The first is this mounting structure and front axis. And the second one really is that kind of the mission critical nature of the display, similar to what we've done in our Clarity Matrix product, is as offboard power, and that power can be redundant. So it'll load balance. If there's a failure, it'll continue to operate. It can also be configured with redundant video cabling as well, so another level of redundancy. And you know, everything we do is made in the USA. It's fully TAA compliant and really designed for 24/7 mission critical. So that's kind of one of the other legs of this stool. The other one we talked about a little bit is that with many LED systems designed today, each pitch has its own cabinet. It's a different dimension, it's a different power supply, it's just different. And from an integrator point of perspective, and really from a customer, it's just easier if you know we have one architecture, I know how to install it perfectly, and I have four choices of different pixel pitches that are all going to work on that, depending on the needs of the customers. And
well, let me ask you a question about that. So theoretically, if someone started with the 3.1 millimeter and decide they want to switch to 1.6 later on, could they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything else would be exactly the same.
All right, so even the mounting system?
Even the mounting system, power, video, everything, it would really just be, now you'd have a more resolution.
Right, and that's a differentiator. I don't think anyone else is doing that. And then, so what are some of the other advantages?
Well, one of the big things, and you know, it's less product related and more company related, is just we have great relationships, and our really success depends on our relationships with our AV integrators. They buy a lot of different products from us, and this is just one more product. It doesn't have different terms or different, you know, support mechanisms. Same warranty, same AEs supporting it, same 24/7 support, same warranty. And you know, really, the same company that kind of hopefully they know and trust in Planar.
Yeah, and Planar's always been one of those companies in the display market that's done something first. So you've always been an innovator, a pioneer of something. So other people will emulate what you do, but you guys were always the first out there. And like I said, your transparent OLED system is definitely the best I've seen so far. And we're going to shoot a video on that. But the direct light system is designed, another thing you mentioned to me earlier is it's designed specifically for 1080 applications, 16:9 I should say, applications. And although you're showing it here, in a what is it, a 32x9?
3840x1080, so basically two 1080s next to each other, yeah. Put together. Yeah, it's obviously we can implement in really any size and shape, like LED. That's one of the big advantages of LED. But we've also optimized for 16:9 because we know a lot of people have 1080 content or 720 or 4K content. And it's just a lot easier. You can scale it and you're still going to have a perfect aspect ratio. So really for all four resolutions, it's very easy to get to different sizes of 16:9 walls. And we designed it that way specifically.
Well, again, if you're not here at DSC, obviously, which most of you are not, you should check out Planar, planar.com. And of course, you can go to our website at ravepubs.com or ravepubs/DSE2015. And you can just type in Planar, P-L-A-N-A-R, in the video search window, and you'll find all the individual videos we shot here. Steve, thank you very much. You look like you want to say something else.
Last thing I forgot to mention is on that website that you directed them to, we actually have a direct light LED video wall calculator that is very cool. They can design a wall on site and get all the specifications and dimensions.
And what does that include, price as well, or does that have to be done separately?
You press a button and ask for a quote, and you'll get one.
So it is simple, but obviously, and the issue with price, obviously, you've got different currencies around the world, and you have the price of LED varying at different times of the year as well sometimes. So, and I'm sure you're working on other even higher resolution pixel pitch for the future, although I'm sure you're not going to talk about that. But, I mean, you get the 1.6 and you're talking about resolutions that you're starting to be able to use in meeting rooms and conference rooms and command and control centers and sit right up against the screen. The image that we're seeing here, I mean, you could put it in a home theater and it would look amazing. It'd be bright, though.
It would be. You can turn it down, though.
Yeah, that's another thing that, speaking of which, that's another thing we talked about was one of the advantages of this system is that you can turn down the brightness by adjusting the LEDs and you're not affecting the colorimetry and the grayscale.
Exactly. We were really careful about that. In the earlier days of LED, you take an outdoor system, trying to move it indoor, drop the brightness, and your grayscale was flat, your colors were out of whack. And so we've really solved all those problems.
Yeah. So check it out at planar.com. Steve, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it. Best of luck to you for the rest of the show. And again, check out all the videos we shot at ravepubs.com/DSE2015. This is Gary Kay. Thanks for listening to my Daily Rants and Raves.